Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Survivor. Leading off today, Apple continues to battle the effects of global chip shortages, just like many other technology companies. Now, a new report says that Apple is cutting iPad production so it can reallocate components to be used in the iPhone. According to a new supply chain report, Apple is said to have cut back sharply on its iPad production numbers to ensure that there will be enough components for continued iPhone 13 production. This way, Apple expects to increase iPhone shipments, which have a stronger demand than iPad currently. The report says that iPad production has been cut by 50%, while Apple has also been reducing production of older iPhone models to prioritize the iPhone 13 lineup. Because the iPhone and the iPad and older iPhones all share many of the same components, it's easy to move all of these to the iPhone 13. But unfortunately, this means that customers will have to wait longer for new iPad orders. The shipping estimates for many of Apple's iPad models have slipped to mid-December on Apple's website. And analysts believe the global chip shortage will persist at least into 2022 and perhaps even further, so Apple will continue to have to battle the supply and demand balance between all of its products. In other news today, Apple's three new HomePod mini colors are now available to order on Apple.com and the Apple Store application. These colors were introduced a few weeks ago at Apple's Unleashed special event, and they include yellow, orange, and a dark blue. They mark a big departure from the neutral white and space gray colors that Apple has offered for the HomePod for the past 4 years. Apple is offering in-store pickup for retail stores and online delivery as well. The new colors cost the same $99 as the original colors. And naturally, Apple encourages you to buy multiple HomePods to put them in every room for a multi-room HomePod audio experience. Each of the colored HomePods includes a color-matched power cable as well. So, for instance, the dark blue HomePod Mini includes a dark blue power cable. Each of the models also ship with the latest HomePod software, so they support stereo pairing to the Apple TV 4K. The ability to automatically control audio from your iPhone or iPad lock screen, additional controls over audio quality, and more. We have a hands-on with all three of the new HomePod mini colors. Again, that's orange, yellow, and blue at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Survivor. 9to5Mac and Survivor have teamed up to give away the new iPhone 13 Pro to one of our listeners. Survivor's new case collection for the iPhone 13 is designed for use with MagSafe chargers and accessories. Survivor's lineup for the iPhone 13 also offers up to 20 feet of drop protection by using Survivor's shock-absorbing technology. The entire collection is also made from recycled materials, so you're protecting more than just your phone. Additionally, Survivor's antimicrobial materials prevent up to 99% of bacteria, and it won't wash away or wear off from everyday use. Finally, Survivor offers a textured grip to provide a more secure hold on your device, and it features a raised bezel to help protect your screen and camera from surface-level scratches. You can head over to Verizon to check out Survivor's entire collection for the iPhone 13, or hit the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, now that the calendar has turned to November, Apple is gearing up for the ever-important holiday shopping season. Building on the effects of those supply chain constraints we just talked about, Apple is running a new banner on Apple.com, encouraging customers to get a head start on holiday shopping amid these widespread supply constraints. Apple has warned that all of its products will face significant supply constraints during the holiday shopping quarter, including the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac. In fact, the company said that it expects these supply constraints to cost it more than $6 billion in revenue for the quarter. With these product shortages in mind, Apple's new banner on Apple.com says that customers should, quote, shop early for the best selection of holiday favorites, end quote. For some product categories, your opportunity to get a delivery before the holiday season is already starting to run out. Additionally, Apple has announced that its extended holiday return window is now in effect. Items purchased from Apple retail stores or at the Apple online store that are received between November 1st and December 25th are eligible to be returned through January 8th of 2022. So this means that if you buy a new iPhone, iPad, or Mac right now, but the person you're gifting it to doesn't receive it until December 25th, they'll still have until January 8th to return the item if necessary. We've got more details on Apple's holiday shopping experience at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.